Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by our senior content director, Jackie Gailey.
Hi, everybody.
And our newly appointed project manager, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
Sorry, in the last show, I forgot that's your title now. Steve's working on new projects.
Fancy me.
We're back to that. All right, so this week we're going to talk about something that is probably going to be a little bit of a hot button issue, because I know that this has been an ongoing debate for years on disboards.com, and I'm sure this show will get plenty of feedback on either side of the issue, and that is whether or not you should bring kids to signature dining restaurants. Now, I don't have kids. Steve doesn't have kids, but Jackie does. So we do have a mom at the table.
We always brainstorm about ideas for the dining show, and I've thought of this one in the past, but I was like, we can't do this as a bunch of guys with no kids and have no idea what we're talking about. I knew it was a good topic, but I figured we have to wait until there's a parent at the table.
But we can speak about it from the standpoint of being in restaurants when there have been kids. And, you know, so let's get into the discussion. I certainly would never suggest for a second you shouldn't bring kids to a signature dining restaurant. That's not my problem. Kids in restaurants is not my problem, especially at Disney World. It's Disney World. They're going to be kids. My problem is with the parents. You have these parents that think that their kids running around, their kids throwing food, their kids acting out and disturbing other diners who are paying the same thing to be there, that's okay. That seems to be okay. I've had more than a few occasions where, I mean, I actually at one restaurant had a kid get up on my lap. It wasn't mine.
Oh, yikes.
And I was like, okay. You know, I love kids, don't get me wrong, but to me,
a little too friendly.
Your kids aren't as cute as they are to you. And so it's like, and the parents were sitting there laughing. The parents were sitting there like, oh, get the hell out of here. I'm having dinner. I don't want your kid on my lap.
That's not cute.
So, you know, and obviously that's an extreme example. And generally speaking, I'm in signature restaurants all the time and there are families there and there are no problems. But it really does, I think the issue only comes down to, at what point does one parent take the kid, if the kid's screaming and yelling and causing a disruption, what point do they take them out? That would be my issue. But let's talk to a mom.
Well,
talk to someone who's had to deal with it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is really testy sometimes with this. I've seen so many people ask the question. I've read about it online where people just don't know if it's even okay to bring their kids to a signature dining restaurant. Now, here's the thing. The only restaurant that has an age limit at Walt Disney World is that kids have to be 10 and up in order to dine at Victoria and Albert's. So other than that specific restaurant, kids are welcome at any restaurant at Walt Disney World, so signature and otherwise. But I get where parents come from, because you never know when your kid's going to have a fit. So what we did was, before our first trip to Walt Disney World, we just got in practice of going to restaurants with our kids, you know, just in our hometown. So we sort of started teaching the behavior, and we would give them, we'd like bring a bag of different things to give them to play with, to keep them busy, because, you know, kids are not going to patiently wait for their food to be cooked or whatever. They're going to have a cow because they want to be busy. So, you know, we tried different things. And the first signature dining restaurant that my kids ate at was California Grill. So we were nervous. You know, here we are, young parents. And I'd read all this stuff online about, you know, people being annoyed because they paid a lot of money to be there. They wanted a, you know, quiet, romantic dinner, which, and rightly so.
But, you know, the argument can also be made, if you're going to be annoyed by kids, don't go to Disney World.
Exactly.
You know,
because there's kids everywhere.
Right. It's a family destination. So, mm-hmm. you know, where, you know, while it's incumbent to a degree on parents to gauge their kids and how well their kids can behave. And I think that's a great idea. Go out locally first, you know,
prepare
them and, yeah. you know, start that process. I think it's also incumbent on people without kids to understand that, you know, you're also not the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, you know, you are at Disney World, there will be kids and you will hear them. If you're not okay with that, then you probably shouldn't go to Disney World.
Yeah.
I think your original point of it being on the parents needs to be stressed even more, because I think it is so important, because there are going to be kids that have meltdowns, even kids that traditionally don't melt down often. Mm-hmm. You know, sporadically could have that one crazy meltdown at the most inopportune time.
Oh, yeah. They're exhausted.
Right.
Yeah.
So it comes down to how the parents react. If they react by not caring or just letting, like you say, you know, climbing into other patrons' laps or doing other crazy things, you know, that's where it's not appropriate. But if you, you know, get up, maybe take the kid aside and bring them outside the restaurant if they need to cool down for a little bit. Maybe that's the problem. Or maybe, like you said, Jackie, you have something there to distract them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you see it all the time in restaurants now where, you know, parents hand the kid an iPad or or a phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I don't know. I'm not qualified to say whether that's a good parenting technique or not. I know it does keep the kids quiet.
Sure does. I wish we had it when our kids were little. Let me tell you what. Because we had a spoon, you know, or a toy.
Here, whatever. Play with your magic spoon.
Yeah, like, there was nothing, really. I mean, it was just, you know, just toys. And so it was, gosh, what I would give to go backwards and have something to put in front of them to have them watch. Because, you know, the thing is everybody, when you're at Walt Disney World, everybody is exhausted. They want to eat. They want to enjoy. Here's the thing. Signature restaurants are not inexpensive. So not only do you as a family want to have an enjoyable experience with your kiddo, but you want everybody else around you too. But, you know, it's tough.
Well, but understandably, people are, you know, and I'm not saying people are selfish, but people are, you know, mainly concerned with their experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And obviously want to be mindful of, you know, how my experience may be impacting, you know, the table next to me or the mm-hmm. table on, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's, and there's, you know, I want to be clear because we see this on the boards all the time on the internet in general, you know, the parenting police that, oh, this is the right way to parent your kids or that's no, we're not going to go there at all. Really, you know your kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's incumbent on you to decide, you know, are my kids, are they okay for this?
Can they handle it?
Right. Can they handle it? And if they can't, then it really is incumbent on you as the parent to say, all right, then let's go places where, look, if you go into Chef Mickey's and you're upset because kids are running around and going insane, an idiot.
Yeah, you went to the wrong place.
You made a bad decision.
Or Hollywood and Vine, that's another good example. You know, you're going to find, if it's mm-hmm. especially a lot of the character dining locations, you know, that's just, it is what it is. It's not, you're not going to have a romantic evening at Hollywood and Vine. It's not going to happen.
You're not going to have much of any evening at Hollywood and Vine.
I do have a question for you, Jackie. So say, it seems like you never felt this way, but if you had a situation where one of your kids was having a meltdown that day and it's, you know, you're leading up towards your reservation and you say, this does not seem like a good idea, would you just not go? Or would you, I know that a lot of the, not the daycares, but the Lilo and Stitch at the Polynesian recently closed. Now there's only the one at the Contemporary. So
mm-hmm,
did you take advantage of those or did you skip the, like, what was your game plan if it seemed like a meltdown probably was going to occur at one of these fancy places, so maybe it shouldn't be the night for that, or what did you do?
Well, I didn't run into that specifically. Now, I did have a point where our kids loved the Neverland Club. So we did use that sometimes when they got a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
So we did use that. But on our first trip, we didn't know about it. And so they were coming with us. Now, if I could tell late in the afternoon that it's not the night for this. This isn't, these guys are out of control. We need to go back to the room. Mm-hmm. I would probably, just because of my parenting style, I would have called Disney Dining and begged them to A, change my reservation to a different day of our trip, or B, simply cancel it. Mm-hmm. Because I feel that it's our duty as a parent to make the decision if we can help, if we can help a situation from becoming ugly mm-hmm. in a restaurant, we should do that. Like, it's only right. And I remember being 25, and my husband and I were sitting in a restaurant. We didn't have kids yet. And I remember a family that was having a problem with a kid. And it wasn't a fancy restaurant. It was just in our local hometown, you know. And we were like, our kids are never going to act like that. We would do this, this, and this. And they would stop that immediately. Well, that's all fine and peachy to say it, but talk's cheap. That's not how it works.
And the only time I have ever spoken up and said something to a parent in a restaurant was a woman changing a diaper on a table. And you know what? That happens a lot more than you think.
Oh, no. Oh my.
That will happen a lot more than you think.
I don't even know how I would react to that.
So, I mean, obviously, again, these are very extreme examples. You are probably not going to go to any signature dining location at Walt Disney World and find a parent
and
changing. But I'm using that as an extreme example of things I've seen. And again, I guess it just comes down to common sense.
Yes.
You know, and for everybody on both sides of the discussion, those with kids and without, mm-hmm. to remember where you are, to remember that you're not the only person in the world.
Yeah.
And to, you know, kind of moderate your behavior mm-hmm. and, you know, moderate your kids as much as you can.
I just got a text from Rhino Clavin, and he actually thought of that there is childcare babysitting services for in-room babysitting.
Right, there is babysitting, and certainly that's an option, but... You know, and
you can't
on
do
occasion,
it last minute.
But no, not even. Here's my thought on that. You know, on occasion, you know, I understand parents want to go, just especially when you're a young family, you don't have a lot of one-on-one time with your spouse. So, setting up a babysitter, going out to dinner, great idea. But you're also there on a family vacation, and you want to have experiences as a family. And I don't think those experiences should be unduly limited because you have children in a place like Disney World.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree wholeheartedly. That's why I think that it's so, it makes so much sense to me to, if you're not a dining out kind of family, do it in your local hometown.
Yeah, that's a
great
idea.
Do it before your trip. Do it, you know, you make reservations 6 months in advance. So you have 6 months to try it out. See how your kid does. You're going to know if your kid is going to be okay. So, like, I see it in the forums, too, just like you said. People ask all the time, and then everybody pipes in with their parenting 101, you know, and then people get mad because they don't think whatever is okay, and it ends up being a whole hullabaloo. But you are the very best judge of your child's behavior. And so if you go to a restaurant at your hometown that's not a fancy place, you're going to see how they behave. Then you're going to go a few more times to different ones. Go to different level restaurants. Start out at McDonald's, you know, then go to a barbecue joint. Then go to a, you know, nicer restaurant so that the kid can learn. Because let's face it, kids learn from what they see, right? So they're going to see how you behave. This is how we behave in a restaurant. This is what we do. While we're waiting for our food, this is what we do. We color, we whatever. And the thing about Walt Disney World is that the cast members are amazing, usually. And they will recognize if you need a hand. And if you need some crackers, ask for them. Like, if your kid is going to have a meltdown if they don't get something to eat right this minute and they cannot wait for their entree or whatever, ask for something. They'll bring it gladly. So,
and, you know, like I said, it's up until the point where we're talking about abuse, nobody has the right to tell a parent what's right or wrong for their kid.
Yeah.
But the right or wrong situation, and nobody knows their kid better than a parent. Not all kids are the same.
Yeah.
They're little people, their yep. individual personalities, likes and dislikes, yeah. triggers and all that stuff. And only the parents really, really, really get that.
Yeah. And sometimes they just learned the word no.
Yeah.
And they're three.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can turn blue if you want them to do something that they don't want them to do. It doesn't even matter what you do. You can stand on your head. If they don't want to do it, they're not.
So tell us what you think. Kids at Signature Dining Restaurants, tell us what some of your strategies have been prepping your kids, and we can discuss that on a future show. Shoot us an email, podcast@disunplugged.com. And that will do it for the Disney Dining Show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next time. Have a great week, everybody.